some 2,000 years ago, God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
Hallelujah, we can praise his name because he took us as we were. This here is the truth of the matter on the Success Radio Network, saying welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who've called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house again with another great message from God's Word tonight. So, Sister Ruth, who do we got in the house with us again tonight?
Well, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have Sister Emily, Brother Quick and his beautiful wife, and this little me.
Okay, well, they say ladies first, so we'll start out with Sister Emily.
All righty.
Hey, and she forgot the Looney Tunes bunch is in the house tonight, too.
All right.
I figured I'd give Brother and Sister Quick a good laugh tonight on that one.
Yeah, I think I hear the as you call them, the Looney Tunes bunch, the little ones in the background. I think one of them's got a cough. All right.
No, no, that was Romy coughing.
Okay.
Oh, say hi, Romy.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Glad to have you all in the house tonight. So what kind of prayer request a whole bunch of you got over there?
Kenny?
You first.
It's like this. I got a call from Aunt Rose, her oldest son, who is a preacher up in Yorksville, Ohio. His wife, Tracy, and her family needs prayer. Her mom is in hospice. They don't know how much longer they got with her.
Okay.
And that soon enough, I will have my place back to myself and my sanity again.
Praise the Lord, sweetie.
Okay.
And my usual, or as Boss Man Brother Six would say, mankind. With that, I'm complete.
Okay. All right. Now, Sister Ruth, your turn.
Yeah, I'm going to put those on the website, too, because I just wrote down the people she mentioned. We can praise the Lord for the Israeli war right now. The hostages are being released, not in big packs, but they're getting them out. There's been a ceasefire for some time now. So just keep praying it's going to stay that way. I'm doing better. I'm praising the Lord for that. And I think I'm complete there.
All right. Well, we got, of course, as we've been praying for the bus for the ministry, all our different countries' leaders, they'd start seeking after God, not after man. Our military, all our first responders, police, fire, ambulance, those working in hospitals, nursing homes, and the patients in both places, the lost, that they'd get saved, lost in general, especially that one who is nearest hell, that they'd come to Jesus tonight. Let this night be their night. For the sick and shut in. And, of course, the Six Eyes Radio Network team and the ministry of the Six Eyes Radio Network. And that's pretty much it. Okay, brother and sister, quick. Any requests you have, we'll let you take it over and open it with prayer and get right into your message tonight.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. I appreciate all of these prayer requests that have come in. Ms. Quick and I have gained one. We now have four special unspoken requests, and I won't go into any detail on any of that at this time, because these are things that were taken to the Lord, and the Lord knows all about it. And the Lord knows how to answer and when he's going to answer. And we're just going to him and trusting him for the answer, because we know that the answer will indeed be on the way in his timing. All right, let's pray and ask the Lord for his hand to be upon me and upon this message tonight. Our Father, thank you for these moments together again with Brother Ken and Miss Ruth and Miss Emily. And we're just glad to be able to be on here and be able to preach the Word of God to many nations, as well as many people that will pick this up and listen to it tonight or even later in the daytime, whenever they want to call in and get it And we're just glad for that, Lord. We're glad for this war in Israel and how it's turning out. And I have been keeping track, and I have been very excited to see how it is that Israel is regaining some of those that were taken in hostage. They've been turned loose, and we're very glad for that. It's like there's a ceasefire, and we're very glad for that also, Lord. Israel is your people. The Jew is your chosen people, and we're glad for that. We're glad since the time that you trusted, that I trusted Christ to save my soul, I have been a part of your family also, and we're just so happy for that. Now, Lord, I'm asking that you just be with me this night, that you touch my mind and help me to preach the word of God that you have given me this night. And just be with those that are hurting, have needs. You know what each need is, and you know how to meet every need. And we're pleading with you for those of us who will hear this, that do know Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, that you just help us to take seed to what you're going to give us this night and help us to learn from it, because every word that you've given in the precious word of God is there for our learning. And we're just pleading with you that you'd help us to learn this night to be closer to you. Now be with us now in a very special way, and we'll thank you for all that you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. James chapter 4, if you have a Bible right handy, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick it up and turn to the fourth chapter of the book of James. And I want to look at one verse of scripture in chapter 4. And this verse of scripture means so much to me because God has proven over and over and over again that he keeps his word. And I'll explain that as I get into the message this night. James chapter number 4. And I'll tell you what verse it is that I'm be looking at in just a few moments. This world has a God that we Christians must put up with every day of our life. There's no question about that, because the devil is always right there. And we read these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Listen to these words. I'll just read them to you. Verse 3 and verse number 4 says this. Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, and he said this. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You see, he has done a splendid job in deceiving the minds of the lost people around us of the importance of the Lord Jesus Christ, the importance of trusting Christ concerning the salvation of their own soul. The God of this world, the devil, has done a splendid job in deceiving the hearts and the minds of believers to the importance of living by conviction, of showing that very Jesus that lives within us. It's the only Jesus that most will ever see before they appear before the great white throne judgment, for every lost individual will stand before God concerning their judgment. And listen to what happens there. Revelation chapter 20, I'm going to read about 3 or 4 verses. You listen to this. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse number 12 of chapter 20 says this, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Verse number 13. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Verse number 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Listen to verse 15. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You see the importance of listening to the preaching of the Word of God in this day and age in which we're living. Anyone who's never trusted Christ to save their soul, are you listening to me? Do you see the importance? You cannot afford or wait until the next time you hear the preacher get up and say something. You can't wait. Because when God judges the lost, when God judges the lost at the great white throne judgment, that'll be the last judgment of the lost. That'll be the last judgment of everybody. And this is the lost. And verse 15 ends it up by saying this. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is an intense hell. I know different ones who have dropped off into hell. They'll be there until they stand before God at the great white throne judgment. Then they will be judged according to their works, and they will be cast into what's called the lake of fire. And the lake of fire is hell, just torture of hell will be so much greater, because every lost person will be judged according to their works. You say, what's their works? Every time that they rejected listening to the Lord Jesus Christ, every time they rejected the Word of God, every time they rejected the calling of the Spirit of God on their soul, they will be judged for every one of those things. And it's going to be very, very painful, because they never, ever get their sin debt paid. And it just never ceases to amaze me how it is that Jesus came and he hung on Calvary's tree to pay every sinner's sin debt. My sin debt was paid there. Brother Six's sin debt was paid there. My daddy's sin debt was paid there. My brother's sin debt was paid there. Every sinner, every person that's ever been born into this world, their sin debt was attached and put on Jesus, and Jesus paid that sin debt in full. Oh, the Lord Jesus knew. He had to have known that there would be those that would not trust Christ to save him, to save their soul. Jesus had to have known that. That had to have been a part of such suffering that he went through. Knowing that he was going through such pain, such agony for somebody, other ones along the way that would just plain fuse him. Oh, listen. Salvation is a gift from God. and nobody ever gets the gift that is given for them until they receive it. That's all there is to it. There was a lady that came to Miss Quick and I as we were walking into Walmart today. And she says, "I'm glad I found you two. Can I get a picture of you?" Well, I'm not real good at taking pictures. I mean, I got my winter coat on. My wife had her winter coat on. And my wife says, "Well, yeah, that'd be all right." And I thought, well, she says it's going to be all right. I guess it'd be all right. And I said, "Well, go ahead." She said, "Well, I've got that I want to give you at Christmas time, but I've got to have your picture. Can I get your picture?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." Well, she took two pictures. Then she let us see them, and I said, "Well, it don't look too awful bad, I guess." And away she went. I have no idea what kind of a gift it is that she's going to give to us, but that gift will never, ever get to us until we receive it when she goes to give it. Amen. And that's how it is with the salvation of man's soul. Jesus will save every sinner's soul. But every sinner must stop and receive it. That's the only way that we get anything from the Lord is when we stop and receive it from him. Well, amen. Let me get back to this message now. I used to listen to preachers, and I used to think that was crazy for them to say that. But they'd run off, and they'd chase some kind of a rabbit trail, and pretty soon they'd say, "Well, that was free. I'm not going to charge you any extra for that. That was just free. I just had to throw that in there." Well, so maybe I can say that same thing. That was all free. That wasn't part of the message. So, you know, just have to take it and just, you know, digest it the best you can. Amen. But you see, I'm here to tell you the devil has done a splendid job in deceiving the minds of preachers of our day. Listen to this. He's deceived them into the fact that they will not live by convictions. They look like the world. They smell like the world. They talk like the world. They act like the world. They go to the same places that the world goes to. Most do not have a clue which book it is that is God's word in it. Amen. The devil has done a super good job at deceiving them. Well, you see, Satan is a mastermind concerning deceit. He has deceived himself into believing that he was as good as God. Oh, listen to these verses of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 14, let me read two verses of Scripture to you from Isaiah 14. Verse 13, verse 14, listen to this. "For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds." Listen to this last phrase. "I will be like the Most High." The devil knew that he could never be anything better than what God was. And so he says, "I will be like the Most High." He wanted to be just like God. That's all there was to it. Think that he could be any better than God. He just wanted to be like God. Well, then he ended up talking a third of all of the created angels into following him. Listen to that, Revelation chapter 12. Listen to these two verses of Scripture. "And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his head." Listen to this. "And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth." That's the Scripture that we follow. When we find where a third part of all of the created angels followed the devil. Well, every one of them knows that there is such a thing as God. We read that in the book of James, chapter number 2. They all know that God is a God, but none of them believe. None of them can believe. Amen. Well, listen here. He deceived a third of all created angels to follow him. He has deceived most of the citizens where you live. that religion will take them to heaven. Well, there was a very religious man that came to Jesus in John chapter 3. His name was Nicodemus. He came to Jesus because he had seen a lot of the miracles that Jesus had been doing. And he wanted to find more out about those miracles. And Jesus told him praise twice. In the first 7 verses, Jesus told him this same thing twice. Verse number 7 says this. I'll get it. Verse number 7 says this. Well, I don't have it in front of me. But he told Nicodemus these words. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. That was the second time in 7 verses that Jesus said those same words to Nicodemus. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. For anybody that's hearing my voice tonight, if you have never trusted Christ to save your soul, those words will go right straight to your heart also. Ye must be born again. There's no question about it. The only way anybody will ever get to heaven is through being born again. Nicodemus had serious questions on that. He asked Jesus, and Jesus just answered them, and that's what brought Jesus to this second time to say that to Nicodemus one more time. Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Did Nicodemus listen? I believe he did. And I won't go into that. That's another scripture, another message of another time. And I won't even go into there. I won't even let you know it. Well, that's just free. I won't give you any more of that. But you see what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying to you. Submit is what Jesus, or what James has said here. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. James chapter 4, verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Hold on here just a minute. What about that word submission? Submission, there's 2 words. They're somewhat alike, but their meaning is not anything at all alike. There's submission, and then there's subjection. Subjection is that which brings us under domination, under control, under influence. The devil intends for every person. That's what subjection does. And it's always marked by inward wars of the soul. Subjection of man to the devil is always marked by inward wars of the soul. Submission is different. Submission is an unresisting, humble obedience, and it's always marked by inward peace and joy. Amen. I'm talking to that person that you looked at in the mirror this morning. Brother Ken can't see in the mirror anymore, but Brother Ken knows exactly who I'm talking to. I'm talking to him. I'm talking to every blind person. Even though you can't see anything in the mirror, you know that there is a mirror there because there was a day when you could look in the mirror. And the day that you could look in the mirror, Brother Ken, that's the same man that I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to every other conceived individual. I'm talking to you because you looked in the mirror this morning, and that very same person that led you to listen to me tonight, I want you to listen to him because it's the Spirit of God. Amen. We are more a subjective people and have been deceived into believing that we are in control. I run into more subjective people every day of my life. Doesn't matter where we're at. Doesn't matter where we're going. We all the time run into somebody that's subjective to the devil himself. Listen to this. We are not a subjective people. We're not a submissive people unto the Lord today. Being submissive unto God means that we are yielded totally to God's will in every situation. Hello? To be submitted unto the Lord means that we are yielded totally to God's will in every situation. Being submitted comes through total trust into our from our God. That's what Proverbs chapter 3 tells us. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6 tells us that. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let me read it to you again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen and amen. I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I learned a whole lot about listening to the Lord. I learned a whole lot. God called me to preach 50 years ago. And then God called me into evangelism 40 years ago. I had pastored for a good bit of the first 10 years. We had started two different churches in the first 10 years. And then God called me into evangelism. I'm still in evangelism. No, we can't run the roads as much as what we used to. It used to be I would book the meeting so close. We used to have, our boys would sing. Two of our boys and I would sing. We made up the Quick family. And I would book meetings so close together that we would get into a meeting where they had already started the singing, and we would get into the meeting and walk in late. And I kept telling myself, quick, you got to quit doing this. You got to quit doing this. This is getting, it's going to kill you. And so I made up my mind, I'm going to quit doing that. And that went for a week or two. And then I went right back to booking them the same way. I mean, my wife would say, I don't know how we're going to keep up with all this. And I said, I do. We're just going to keep right on going on for the Lord because that's all we can do. Well, now we've slowed down. My wife has had a back surgery. I've had 12. And it has slowed us down, but I'm still an evangelist. You know, an evangelist can pastor a church. A pastor cannot evangelize a church, but an evangelist can pastor a church. I found that out through the years. And it just never has ceased to amaze me how it is that God has used myself so many years. I have an earned PhD, and my degree is in counsel. I'm a counselor. And before I had earned that degree, we would be on the road almost constantly, and there would be a preacher calling me about every week. Brother Quick, I'm needing some help. I got to have some help. I need for you to help me. And I would counsel them when we're going up and down the road. I'd still counsel them. And so many of them, when I would meet them, they would act like I had never counseled them. Amen. That's all right. I knew that God had done a work in their heart. That's all that mattered to me. But you see what I'm saying tonight? I'm saying submission is when we find ourselves completely in the will of God and we know it. You see, submit ourselves, therefore, to God. That's what James chapter 4 says. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. resist the devil. Verse 7 goes on to say, we were never instructed to command the devil to do anything. I feel sorry for those that think that they have to command God to do something. They'll all time tell the devil what they don't think that the devil knows is going on. Amen. But they do it. And but God didn't command us to say anything.
Amen.
To the devil. Not the first word can we say to the devil and get away with it. Because when we're talking to the devil is laughing at us. Amen and amen. But you see what I'm saying? I'm talking to you about being submitted unto the Lord. When we're submitted unto the Lord, we won't be talking to the devil. Not the first word. No, not the first word will be coming out of our mouth going toward the devil. We won't have any time for that because we will be submitted unto the Lord. And we will be concerned about the will of God. We will be concerned about what to do for the will of God in our hearts and our lives. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? To resist the devil is always seen in our actions, never in our words. Our actions are always against his temptations. Amen. Let me tell you about some signs we need to put up. We must put a no parking sign in our heart. Amen. That's one sign. I'm going to tell you about another sign. Put a no trespassing sign in our minds. You listening to me? I'm trying to help you to understand what it means to submit unto the will of God. Listen to me now. To resist the devil means we put a hedge about our mind, about our eyes, and about our intent. That's the only way that we can, that's the only way we can make it. To resist the devil means we put a hedge about our mind, a hedge about our eyes, hedge about our intents. Psalms 119, the verse 11 says this, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Amen and amen.
Yeah, man.
Listen to me. We must be as serious as a dear fellow in Christ was some years ago. I knew him when he was in Texas. He had a gun shop in Texas, and he was very good at what he did. But when he retired, he sold that gun shop, and he moved into southern Arkansas. He told me he was moving. I said, well, I'm glad to hear that. He knew that we were really busy. And so he invited me. He said, sometime, Brother Quick, when you got two or three days where you can slow down a little bit, I want to invite you to stop at my place and spend a day or two just with my wife and me. He says, we love you. And he says, we just really would like to spend some time with you. And I said, well, we'll do that, Brother Ken. His name was Brother Ken also, amen. So he invited us whenever we'd come through his part of South Arkansas to stop. He warned me ahead of time. He said, don't pay any attention to the signs that I've got on my property lines. Well, I thought, well, that won't be so bad. Until we pulled up to his gate. I pulled that bus up and I said, I can't go no further. And Brother Ken had seen us coming, and he hopped on one of his little jitterbugs, four-wheeler, and he come down there just, he's going by just as fast as what he could go, down there, and he says, Brother Quick, hold on, don't leave, I told you, don't pay any attention to that sign. Well, this is what his sign read. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. And it was in big letters. No trespassing. Violators will be shot. survivors will be shot again. I wasn't going to go past that sign for love nor money until he hopped on that four-wheeler and he came down and he says, come on through, come on through. I knew you was coming. I should have took that sign down, but I knew you was coming. Just come on through here. We would get up in the, I don't know what part of his house it was. It was up. What part was it? It was up. Tell me.
What, upstairs?
But it was outside upstairs. It was a big house. And so we'd get up there, and these muskrats, they're called muskrats, but I always called them muskrats. He said, come on up here. He said, I got a little something I want you to do. And I said, well, what's that? He said, take this rifle, and he said, just watch out there. And he said, you'll see something pretty soon. And I was looking through the scope, and I saw it. I said, well, there's a muskrat. And he says, shoot it. So I shot it. Directly, there was another one come. He said, shoot it. I said, I guess you meant what you said on them signs, didn't you? Anybody that comes in here and trespasses is going to get shot. He said, well, just make sure you kill them. He said, if you don't make sure you kill them, he said, we'll have to go and bury them alive or whatever. He says, but he said, you know, he said, well, maybe I have to shoot them again. I don't know. Well, that's what your sign said. But you see, what I'm saying to you tonight is James chapter 4 and verse number 7 has the key to living the Christian life. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Let me read that verse of scripture to you again. Listen to it now. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That word flee has got pretty strong meaning to it. It means the devil's going to disappear. He is going to move out of there. He's going to get away from you so fast, he's going to disappear just that fast. He's going to be gone. You say, well, why is that, preacher? Because he knows that if he stays in my sight, in my company, it's going to destroy him. That's why Jesus put that verse of scripture in the Word of God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There is no question about that. He will flee from you. As fast as he can, he's going to disappear because he cannot stand to be in our company when we are submitted unto the Lord. He can't do it. Well, there's another verse of scripture I want to bring here. Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he was talking, getting pretty close to them, and he said, all right, he says, whom do men say that I am? And one of them says, well, some said, you're a prophet. And they had three or four different things that the people were saying about Jesus. But then Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, listen to these words. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We'll drop down one verse. Verse 18. Listen to what it says. Verse 18 says this. This is Jesus answering back to Peter, what Peter had said. And he says, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. What rock is that, Jesus? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what Peter said. And now Jesus is talking to Peter, and he said, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Woo! What book and chapter is this?
Talking about Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, verse 16, and verse 18. Verse 18, Jesus said, and I say unto thee, Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, what rock is that? The rock that Jesus, that Peter said that Jesus was, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the rock that Jesus is building his church on. And then Jesus goes on and he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's pretty good. James chapter 4 and verse number 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist the devil. Be submitted unto the Lord. Resist the devil, and that fast, he's going to be gone. He cannot be in the company of a child of God who is submitted unto the Lord himself. He can't do it. It'll be his
Amen.
Downbringing. It'll be his ruin, because he cannot be in the same company as a child of God who is submitted unto the Lord Jesus himself. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, there is promised victory for you and I. Promised victory. That promised victory comes to us only through submission unto the Lord. Through submission. Submission unto the Lord. That's the only way that we get it. That's the only way we get it. That's the only way that we will get it, is to be submitted unto the Lord. And when we're submitted unto the Lord, we have the ability to resist the devil. And the devil ain't going to hang around. He's not going to hang around, because when we resist the devil with the power of God upon us, the devil is going to go. He cannot stay where we're at. He can't do it. He can't do it. And that verse of scripture has proven that to us. Promised victory for you and for me. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And the word flee means he's going to he's going to leave out real fast, because he can't hang around anybody that's submitted unto the Lord. He can't do it. That is where the devil runs into the trouble that he does not want to run into. That's why the devil has become such a superb one of deceiving Christians into not close to the Lord. He has deceived preachers that will not take a stand. They won't preach out of the right book. He's deceived them, and he's getting away with it. Why is that? Because when somebody is deceived, they're the only ones that's in control. Amen. And when they think that they're the only ones in control, they think that the only way that they can win anything is through their own power. But ladies and gentlemen, there ain't no such thing as you and me winning a battle over the devil in our own power. The only way that we can win is to submit ourselves, therefore, unto God, and then resist the devil, and he won't be around long enough for us to resist him twice. Resist the devil, and he will flee from us. That's the word of God, and you can bank on it. That's exactly what's going to take place. When you submit yourselves unto the Lord, you have the ability to resist the devil. And the devil has no other ability but then to disappear real fast. Now, those of you that have heard me tonight that don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you say, well, how in the world can I get in on that? I'll tell you how you can get in on it. You get in on it by going to the Lord and crying out to him, asking him to forgive you because you're a sinner. You don't have to name off your sins one after the other. No, no, no. You're a sinner. And all you need to do is let the Lord know you're a sinner and you're wanting to repent and get right with him. And when you repent of your sin and then you cry out and trust Christ to save your soul, before you get up off your knees, you're going to know something has happened in your heart. Amen. That's what happened to me. That's what happened to my wife. That's what happened to my daddy. And I know it'll happen to you. So that's just how you're going to have to handle it. You're going to have to handle it by submission, submitting unto the Lord. Go to the Lord and submit unto the Lord and let him know that you're a sinner. You're in need of a Savior. And ask Christ to save your soul. And he'll do that very thing. He will do that very thing. Amen and amen. Our Father, thank you for these moments together this night. I would plead with you that you would minister unto the hearts of those that hear this message, that you'd minister unto them, Lord, that you'd help every sinner to understand. I've just preached, and they've just heard all they need to hear on how to know that they're going to spend eternity in heaven. It starts by a submission. It starts by repenting. It starts by crying out and pleading for mercy over their soul. And that's the best way that I know to figure out what submission really is all about. So, Lord, just deal with hearts this night, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my mailing address is 1122, I quite often just say 1122, Church Street, that's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled capital Waycross, just one word, capital Waycross, that's Georgia, here in the USA. Our zip is 31501, and we'll be glad to answer any mail that comes our way from anybody that's heard us. And Brother Ken, I'm going to turn it over to you, and thank you very much.
And then for all our overseas friends who would like to get a hold of Brother Quick to make it a little quicker, they could contact Brother Quick by sending me an email to my email address, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, T-O-U-C-H-K-I-N-G @gmail.com. Again, feelandtouchking@gmail.com. In your subject line, just put question or comment for Brother Quick. Type out your message the way you want to have it written to Brother Quick. We will take then, once it arrives here, we will print it off, send it to Brother Quick, and then when he sends the response, we will take his response, turn it into a PDF, and send it right back to you. Amen. All right. Well, Brother Quick, it was a very good message, and the problem with my mirrors, Brother Quick, it isn't that I can't see, it's just they're giving me the silence treatment. That's all that is. You know, because I sit there, I step in front of them, and I ask them, well, did I get all the whiskers today? And when I'm shaving, and they just don't give me, they don't talk back to me. They don't say anything. So they're just giving me the silence treatment. That's all it is. So so it ain't because I can't see. It's just they're giving me the silence treatment. My mirrors are broken. That's all.
Oh, amen.
All right. So I just got to get new mirrors. All right. Anyway, so who do we got with us, Sister Ruth, that may have questions or comments?
Oh, we've got the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have you, Sister Emily. Looks like Lila, Brother Quick, Brother Six, and just little old me there.
Okay, just give us the area code first three numbers, Ruth. The one that you said might be Lila.
440-983.
Okay. All right. If that caller wishes to say anything, just press the number one. And we'll just start with ladies first. We'll start with Emily. Any questions or comments for Brother Quick?
If my phone will play nice tonight with me, it won't have to take a flying leap off the eighth floor.
Okay, well, it's doing okay. Go ahead.
No, at first I didn't think I was going to be able to get my phone to work and come back on to where I could unmute.
Well, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Very good message, Brother Quick. And quick on bricks, stay hard.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, what have you?
No, while we were on the air, the prayer request I gave for my cousin's mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
He texted me. He says, I got to call Mom, but please don't you call her. Let me do so. They are giving her just matter of minutes, if not seconds, before she'll be going home.
Okay.
So we need to be keeping my cousin John and his wife Tracy. His wife Tracy, that is her mother, that is very soon to go be with the Lord.
Okay.
And with that, I'm complete, Ken.
All right. Our other caller there, we're assuming it's Lila, but did she press number one, Ruth?
Yes, she has.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Brother Kenny. Ernest Mary Wolfgang, how are you guys?
Well, long time no here. How you doing, Lila? You got any prayer requests, prayer praises, or comments on the message today?
I listened to some of it, but I think that was a good message. The message was good for the most half that I heard. I do have prayer requests.
Go ahead.
I have some personal unspoken for me and Heather. My sister host is sick. And then I have some prayer requests for me and as personal, so I can say what the request is.
Okay, it's unspoken, yeah. Go ahead.
Please pray that I get to go to Embassy of Swatton because I'm trying to get put to another facility because there's some issues going on here. And I'm trying to get switched to another facility, and Sister Emily knows what I am referring to.
Okay.
If she wants to chime in on that, she can.
Well, that's not important, Lila. The listeners don't need to know all the details. Just, okay,
yeah,
go
no.
on.
And then I have some prayer requests from Mama Mary. And then Sister Emily and Annabelle.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then that's it?
Yes, I'm complete.
Okay, Ruth.
That was a fantastic message, and I had just heard two other sermons today with the Word of the King. Kenny and Tim tag teamed, and it was so much fun. We're going to be doing that, I guess, for a few more weeks. So please listen to the Word of the King, too. So I'm going to do advertising for Six Eyes here. And here's Six Eyes next if you want to let him talk, so I'm complete.
Yeah, that's the reason I was asking what that text you were in, Brother Quick, earlier, because I'm going to be actually using that text next weekend as we continue our tag team. So you hit upon that text, and I said, that's one of the ones I'm going to be using next week. And I says, I better, since he's already quoting from that particular text, I make sure I grab the reference so I don't have to have Ruth go digging up our concordance and looking it up. Since you're right there, I'll just grab it, and then I'll be able to go fine-tune it and find the verses exactly where I needed. I just needed to know the chapter. Okay. And Brother Six, what do you got for us?
Well, first off, good evening, everybody. Great message as always. Put God first, you can't go wrong. Put him in everything you do, you can't go wrong. Stay away from the devil, and like you said, drive him away, he'll run away. Great message as always, Dr. Quick. Hello, First Lady Quick, everybody else. Great message. With that, I'm complete.
All right. Well, with that, it looks like everybody's giving their comments, questions, prayer requests. So, Brother Quick, we are going to turn it over to you for final prayer here. But just before we do, we want to remind everybody of some upcoming shows. Tomorrow on Station 2, you call 515-605-9340. Again, 515-605-9340. And that's on Station 2 at 6 p.m. Eastern. And that is My Daddy's Records with, of course, Brother Six Eyes. And then at 8:30 p.m. on this station, Station 1, 424-243-9617, is, of course, AJ and the Squad. And that's what you got coming up. Would appreciate everybody joining into those programs because they're great programs as well. So you'll enjoy that. So keep those in your calendar. Mark them down in your device to remind you of those upcoming programs. And, of course, we're always wanting to remind you, if you have Apple Podcast and or iHeartRadio, just go to the search box of whichever one you have and type in Six Eyes Radio, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click Enter, and you'll see two results pop up there, Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. Click on both and subscribe to both so you'll have both stations, Station 1 and Station 2, on your device, and you can enjoy all the great programming here at the Six Eyes Radio Network 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you'll be able to enjoy all the great programming. And then, finally, all this great programming doesn't cost you a penny to listen to, but it does cost us to keep on the air, and we would appreciate a love gift from you, and there are two options for you. If you're a PayPal user, just go to PayPal, enter the email address, 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6@gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, just go to Cash App, enter $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. Again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you for your love gift. Amen. All right, Brother Quick, we'll turn it over to you for the closing prayer, and we'll say God bless and good night.
And we want to send our condolences out to Henry Kissinger. He passed away at age 100. He was during the Nixon administration. So we want to say condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network on the passing of Henry Kissinger. With that, I'm complete.
Thank you, Brother Six.
Yes, sir.
I saw that just briefly, I guess, just the other day, and I thought, hallelujah, there goes a good one right there going, leaving us behind. I would like to think that he knew Christ. I never did have the opportunity to talk with him, but I know that Henry Kissinger was used mightily, and so America has lost another soldier, but there's another soldier to take his place somewhere, I'm sure of that. All right, well, let's pray and close this message out. Our Father, thank you for this night that you've given to us, and thank you for every request that you brought in tonight. I'm asking that you'd be with Israel, as they're going through an awful time over there, and thank you for those that have been released and sent back home, and we're glad for that very much. We're asking that you just keep your hand upon Israel, because we know what you promised Abraham a long time ago. You promised Abraham that those that would bless he and his people, you would bless, but those that would be against he and his people, you would curse. So those that have been in war against Israel, thinking that they're going to wipe Israel out, I would plead with you, and I have been pleading with you all along, that their bombs would go backwards and that you would just work your sweet will. And I believe that you are working your sweet will, and I bless your name for that. For each of the requests now that was made mention, for Emily, for Cousin's mother-in-law, for John, and I guess it would be Tracy's mama, that you'd minister there, and that you would comfort Tracy and John, and in these moments, for Lila, that she has an unspoken, asking that you'd minister there and do what you indeed can do with every unspoken request. And you know how to answer them. Nobody has to say anything because you know what they are. And so we're just glad to be able to bring each of these requests to your attention. And for the passing of Henry Kissinger, asking that you'd be with his family, that you comfort them. And Lord, we need another soldier to take his place for sure. And I know that you'll do that according to your sweet and wonderful will. Pray now that you just be with us as we depart for another week.
asking that your hand would be upon each of us, that you'd help us to understand what it means to be submitted unto you, and help each of us to understand what it means to resist the devil. We can't resist the devil by just telling him to go away, don't bother us and all that. He just laughs when he hears that kind of stuff. But to resist the devil, we resist the devil in our submission unto you. And we're pleading with you that you just help us to understand that more in these days in which we're living. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to be with Six Eyes Radio Network, that you would meet every need that they have, that you'd take care of every financial need, and just continue to use this network for your glory, because it is a worldwide outreach. We're glad to have a part of that. We're just asking your hand a blessing would continue to be upon them. And it's always good to hear Brother Six talk just for a moment. And I'm just asking for your hand a blessing to be upon him, and that you'd continue to help him in all that he does. Dear Brother Ken and his wife, Miss Ruth, you'd just keep your hand upon them, and you'd just continue to bless and help them in all that they do. Now, Lord, they're still asking you for a bus for their blind ministry, and this is not something that you've not heard about. You know all about this long before Brother Ken ever asked the first time, and you're going to take care of this need in your own sweet time, and we know that for a fact. So just watch over us now, Lord. Help each of us to understand what it really means to be submitted unto you. And help each of us to really understand when the devil comes at us, help each of us to really understand the importance of being submitted unto you. And when we're submitted unto you, the devil will have no choice but to flee and leave, because he'll be losing every minute that he's in our presence. So, Lord, just help us to understand the Word of God is given for us benefit from. And I'm asking that you just help us every day to spend time in the Word of God, and help us to spend time with you every day. Now, Lord, just watch over us now, and we'll sure enough thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.